Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show. I'm Minister James Browning. Good morning from Phoenix, Arizona. A little chilly this morning, but we're loving it. It's a good thing. I'm glad the baby says a little chilly this morning, and I'm from the East Coast, so I'm really appreciating this a lot. Well, thank you for tuning in this morning again. This is our second week of the Daily Inspiration Show. We have been getting great response, so we'll be continuing this program. It's been great. And please share this information with your family, with your friends, and so they can tune in to this program. You can get a little inspiration early in the morning. Okay, so we're going to get started because this is a short program. And we want to be able to get in as much as we can to be able to bring it to you. So today's topic is one that I am enthused about. It's called the power of being enthusiastic. Okay, that's a powerful thing, beloved ones. The meaning of the word enthusiasm has changed over the time. When enthusiasm back in the early four centuries and early time enthusiasm, was with God. Enthusiasm was described as one who was possessed with God. I think that's a pretty good thing. I think I could enjoy that. That's great. There actually was a religious group back in the fourth century called the enthusiasts. Okay, and that energy, and you can imagine what kind of group I guess that would be today, almost like Pentecostal. You know, they were full of God, and they demonstrated that. You know, so that was of that day. Today, the meaning has shifted somewhat, in some way. And today is enthusiasm means one who is full with excitement and energy. And that's a great thing, too, to be full of energy and vitality. What more should one want to be able to have? And that's a good thing. I personally love both of them. I guess if I had to have my choice, I kind of like the first meaning as a little more than I do the second meaning, but not very much. But I love it, I guess, because of my love for spirituality and for God. Emotion is an expression that one can do freely. There is no cost to be enthusiasm. This is one. It's an emotion, and it can be done freely. And it is very powerful, beloved one. Do not underestimate the power of enthusiasm. It's very contagious. Very contagious. Is, you know, once you're in the presence of an enthusiastic person, you almost get caught up in the energy. And all the successful people, whatever field they're in, that's able to demonstrate enthusiasm, have a following. And they're usually people who are dynamic and they stand out, and you know that they're in the room. You can feel their presence. You can feel their energy and know that they are there. So, and you have, anyone can choose to be enthusiastic. It's simply a matter of raising your vibration at will. So it's not a difficult thing to do. Having enthusiasm embedded in your emotions is what we should all desire to want to have. We all should want to have enthusiasm inside of our being. We should all want to be enthused about life. And that's a beautiful thing to do that. And this emotion will help us to propel us to a higher level of success. When you're enthused, you become success is something that you thrive on because of your enthusiasm, and it will help you get there. So anyone who's dealing with the public in any matter should be able to demonstrate enthusiasm. It's essential for you to be enthusiastic in order to accomplish your business goals. If you are in any type of sales, marketing, acting, ministry, any field where you are directly involved with the public, enthusiasm is a must, beloved ones. You must be able to bring enthusiasm out in order to be able to attract the type of people you want around you, and also to be able to attract the amount of success that you want in your life. So that's a good thing. See, enthusiasm stems from your inner God self. That's how you, when one is feeling enthusiasm, they are feeling their inner God self. That's really part of the energy of the God within you, is part of your enthusiasm. And the more that you recognize your God self, the more enthusiastic you will become. Let me repeat that. The more you recognize your God self, the more enthusiastic you will become, beloved one. One can summon temporary enthusiasm by just getting excited about a project or event that they're working on. It's not hard to do if you want temporary enthusiasm. If you get excited about your job, or excited about the project or some event that you have, you're going to feel some sense of enthusiasm for that event, and you and it will be something that will be driving for you. It will make you move forward. But if you want permanent enthusiasm, that comes from recognizing and accepting the God within you. Beloved one, it is true and it is lasting when enthusiasm comes from God. And you just have to understand that the God in you wants you to be enthusiastic. It's part of you. You cannot be enthusiastic if you recognize that God energy inside of you that's fulfilling you. It will keep you enthused. It'll keep you pumped up, and it'll keep you wanting to have a zest for life. And that's what enthusiasm is about, having a zest for life. You will become more dynamic, and you will attract more people in your life than ever before. Well, beloved ones, when you allow enthusiasm to come through your being, you will almost become like a magnet. People to be around enthusiastic people, even if they're not enthusiastic type of people themselves, they love to be around those type of people. It just feels good to them. That energy is so warm and so comforting, they want to be in the presence of enthusiastic people. So that is something that you always want to have in your life, beloved one. I want you to, this day, as we go through this day, I want you to do something that's really going to make a difference for you. I always try to give you a little tool, a little something you can work with to be able to help you to get to the level of what we want to do. That's why we call this a daily inspiration show, because we want to be able to inspire you today to do something great and be something great in your life. That's why it's a daily inspiration show. So I always want to give you a tool to work with. So I want you to try this week. And this today, next couple of days. Matter of fact, when you get off the air with me, I want you to start working on this immediately, because you will see how it will shift and change your energy, and will begin to bring about a new feeling of excitement and enthusiasm in your life. I want you to start using an affirmation that's very powerful, beloved one. This is very powerful, but very simple. I have long affirmations I can give you, but it's no need for that. You know, we want to keep as simple as possible, beloved ones, and that's what you want to do. And your affirmations, especially if you have time this morning, go do it a few times in the mirror. Look yourself in the eye and do it. And then just do it all day long that you have an opportunity. Do it as many times as it comes to your mind consciously. Just say your affirmations and see what happened to you. The affirmation is, I am excitable and enthusiastic. I am a excitable and enthusiastic person. That's simple, beloved one. That's it. I am a excitable and enthusiastic person. And says this with persistence. You see, that's how affirmations work. Affirmations work based on persistence. It will really begin to take place in your life when you are persistent. And the more you do it, the more it becomes part of you. And what if you do it consistently, I guarantee you, I don't make a lot of guarantees, but if you do your affirmation consistently, one day you're going to wake up and you're just going to be excited and you're going to be enthusiastic, and it will become part of your permanent personality and your permanent emotion to be excited and enthusiastic. And you will see how people will respond to you in a way that they never responded to you before. They would just gravitate to you because that they would say, that person has something special. That person, something is going on inside of them that draws me to them. They might not know what it is that it is, or they may not be able to identify with that energy that's taking place in you, but they will know that you are something's happening inside you, and they feel so comfortable, they want to be part of it. That's why they will be gravitated to you to do that, loved ones. So I want you to start that right away. I want you to start doing this. I want you to start saying this affirmation right away. I am excitable, and I am enthusiastic, an enthusiastic person. You know, or you can tell it and sort of do it in the methods you want to do it. You don't have to use the terminology I have, but use something similar to that, that feels comfortable with you, that helps you to bring it out. And like I said, if you are able to do it in front of the mirror for a few minutes before you go out your day or whenever you have that time of day, but to even when you can't do it in the mirror, you do it consistently. You do it driving, you do it walking, you know, whenever you have an opportunity, you proclaim your affirmation, okay? You proclaim this affirmation to be good for you, and it will. You will begin to live at that exciting and enthusiastic life, loved ones, and that's what I want you to do. That is your inspiration for today. That's what I want you to focus on today, okay? Being that excitable and enthusiastic person, okay? And after you do that for a couple of days, you are going to see your life shift in a way that you never believed it could have been. And you will see people responding to you in a way you never thought they could. Okay? So, you know, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I always close out with a prayer. Today is no different. So we're going to do that today as well. So, but thank you for tuning in this morning. Tell your friends, tell your family to take part right now. We're doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So the next day is Wednesday. It will be Reverend Joe Pearson doing it. I shared with some other ministers to try to rotate it and that we all can kind of get exposed. But anyway, let's pray this morning. We need prayer every day. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day, God. We thank you, God, for that energy that flows inside of us, that energy that keeps us excited. We pray for that energy that keeps us moving, knowing that you are within us and with that you are part of us and we are part of you. You're in us just like a wave is in the ocean. And we say, thank you, God, for giving us life. Thank God for breathing your breath in our bodies this morning and waking us up to a new day. And that we will utilize this new day to bring about energy in our lives and bring about peace and love and high vibration. We will walk in this day knowing that you are with us, God, and that we are fully protected, that you are keeping us in your white light of protection from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. We're being surrounded by your love and your energy, God. We would know that we are one with you and that we will move forward. So we pray this morning for divine safety, divine protection, and divine love today. We pray that we will move and act in a godly way, that we will be able to be that I am presence that is inside of us. We will live at a higher state of consciousness this day, and we will do what we need to do, and we will be that excitable and enthusiastic, knowing that that energy inside of us is rebounding inside of us, and we will become more dynamic as we go on and do what we need to do. So, God, we are so grateful today. So, so grateful for your love. So we say thank you and thank you. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Okay, beloved ones, have a wonderful and positive day. Okay, peace and love to each one of you.